Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're now tuned in to Financial Survival. And, of course, as always, Melody will be joining us about 20 after the hour. And the first 20 minutes are always taken up with our guest, Wendy Wilson, with Apothecary Herbs. And she always has information that, to me, is very interesting. And today you're going to find out that probably about half the world's nuts. Now, I'll tell you about that in just a minute, okay? Before we do that, though, we're going to go to the metals and to the markets, as always, and welcome to the program, and I do mean that, the second day of August 2023. All the metals but one had a down day. Gold was down 890 to 1935.10. Silver was down 61 to 2366. Platinum was down 11 to 920. Palladium was down, up 4 to 1218, so 3 down and 1 up. The markets worldwide, except for one, all of them, I guess all the markets were down today. The Dow was down 345 to 35,286. NASDAQ was down 300 to 13,983. S&P down 61 at 45,16. The FTSE was down 1.33% to 18,812. The DAX was down 1.36% to 16,020. Nikkei was down 2.30% to 32,707. Hang Seng was down 0.34% to 20,100. USDX was up today quite a bit, 0.33 to 102.63. Oil was down 1.66 to 79.71. And 10-year yield was up a little bit, 0.02 at 4.067%. So there you go. Markets down, metals all down but one. So take it as you see it, I guess, that's just what it is. But now we're going to go right to our guest today that I always enjoy listening to. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson. And she's going to tell you about a survey that was done around the world and found out what was going on with people. Wendy Wilson, welcome.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you and all the listeners. Yeah, I thought we'd talk about trying to make some sense at what's going on. So we're going to talk about a world gone mad. We got different social realities happening. And according to some new research, they said 50% of the population on planet Earth suffers from a mental health issue. So are we all surprised by this? Probably not. So you have to admit that the dichotomy on what is normal or should be normal is a minority these days. There has to be some sort of fallout from the foundational challenges society is experiencing. So the tried and true standards are being replaced and attacked and replaced with opposites. So people struggle to make sense of it, but, you know, it really doesn't make sense. You know, birth certificates with no gender, educational systems encouraging students to identify as animals, and the morals. Well, they're now theories, really theories. So some people are really taking exception to our established realities and moral principles, and they're now interpreting their own practices and beliefs, and then they want to project all that onto the as a reality onto other people. So here is a quote from the New York Post. This is April 2022. They said, "The world has gone mad over Twitter because it's frying the brains of society. The social media app has users rethinking their genders." And
well, you know, do you remember the cartoon? It's a mad, mad, mad world.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Go ahead.
Well, is this, you know, madness anything new? We really know.
Well, Deuteronomy 28:28, God said, "I'll smite them with madness." That's the exact words he used.
Mm-hmm.
When you have men and women trying to change sexes, that's insanity. That's madness. That's what that is.
Right. So there's really nothing new, because the world has experienced thousands of years of influential people that have maybe pushed the limits, attempting to make their world and their utopia a reality. And most of them were dictators. So the ultimate authority has weighed in on those who attempt to undermine the moral foundations established at the foundation of the world and usher in confusion. This is what God says: "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's Isaiah 5. So that's what we're having right now. They're wanting to replace the moral foundations with something else.
Yep.
But here's this study we were mentioning off air. This was a July 2023 University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, along with Harvard Medical School. They looked at data on 150,000 adults in 29 countries from the time frame of 2001 to 2022. And they found a high mental health disorder rate. An astonishing 50% of the subjects had at least one mental health disorder by the age of 75. And the scientists conducted all this in face-to-face interviews with all 150,000 in the study. Here are some of the results. They said the most common disorder was mood disorders, depression, anxiety, panic attacks. The other one was disorders where they were different, they noticed, among men and women, and they broke it down. For the female, the disorders, the three most common were depression, a phobia specific, something that prohibited daily function with some sort of high anxiety. So, I mean, phobias can be anything. You can be afraid of elevators and claustrophobic. You can be afraid of spiders. So some sort of phobia was landing. And post-traumatic stress disorders were the third thing. And off air, I was explaining that a neurology report was educating us all on how men and women process stress. So we're a little wired differently. Men and women are not the same. And so women, they process the stress
area. You are one of those sexists, aren't you? Men and women are not the same. How dare you?
But no, anyway, well, I tell you, I'm just going by what the science is saying, honey. But the science is saying that women process stress in the area of the brain where it handles nurturing. You know, women tend to be more nurturing because they're the ones that, you know, feed babies and take care of babies. So they handle the stress there, whereas men handle stress in the area of the brain that has their logical thinking. And so for men, they'll deal with the stress, get over it, move on. They don't even think about it after that. Women, because of the area of the brain they're dealing with it in, they mull things over for a long period of time. So this is where that post-traumatic stress disorder is coming in for females. They don't always get over things like men do. Now, in the male category, Pastor Butch, the three most common things were alcohol abuse, depression, and, a specific phobia. So they didn't go into the specific phobias, but something there. Obsessive compulsive disorders could be in with the phobias, if you know what I mean. You ever, when you were a kid, you were walking to school and they said, "Don't break the step on the sidewalk crack; you'll break your mother's back," kind of thing.
So,
phobias and obsessive compulsive disorders kind of really close together. Now, men and women process the stress different areas of the brain, like I said, And so women tend to feel stress for longer periods of time than men do. Now, commonality was found in the research, and it is that the mental health disorders tend to first begin in childhood. This is what they found, adolescence or young adulthood. So they said the average peak age for the first onset of a disorder was between 15 and 19 for men and between 15 and 20 for women. So many books and research reports often are saying that a traumatic event usually is the ignition for mental health manifestations. And this could be anything from abuse to neglect or maybe a radical change in the family nucleus. So something happened that was traumatic to the child, and it seemed to mess with them emotionally. Now, get this, Pastor Butz, they have technology posts now. Researchers in the field of mental health are using technology to help people with problems by analyzing their text messages. So according to scientists at the University of Alberta, Canada, they have developed a model to identify people with post-traumatic stress disorders with an 80% accuracy rate. And artificial intelligence is also advancing in this area for prediction models, and soon will identify those in programs with matches as a risk for mental health disorder. So it's almost like the same kind of algorithms they're using to predict crimes, when someone may predict, disposed right, to do a crime, right, you know, down the road. So I think didn't Tom Cruise did a show where a
he
movie
did.
Where
it was called Minority Report. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so they want to do this with mental health issues. So even before you come down with mental health, you're going to be probably labeled as a future mental health patient. Think about those things. Those are heavy. So you have to ask yourself, well, what's missing here? Humans have noticed that with the convenience of all this tech is the security uncertainty and loss of privacy. So this alone actually can cause anxiety in people. So add to that other factors that tend to impact millions, such as your technology changes, because technology is changing so fast. You just learn your phone, your computer program, and bam, there's an update, and you got to learn the whole thing.
Yes.
And significant social changes are also upsetting, especially as we get older. We don't like a lot of change when we get older, do we, Pastor Butch? We just don't.
Not particularly, no.
No. And then also the third thing is the theories in social change. This may be what's coming that may change society, like climate change or a new pandemic guideline. So those are the things that are hanging out there. And, you know, it's almost like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And in August 2021, the Journal of Technological Forecasting and Social Change stated this. They said, we're living in a period of rapid and unprecedented change, when perhaps the truth is that others have lived in more interesting and eventful times, end of quote. Well, there is nothing new under the sun, right, Pastor Butch? Therefore, civilizations before us have gone through similar changes, of which, you know, should be, you know, a teaching tool for all people. One example is, hey, Noah's flood, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the earth was full of violence. And when history is analyzed, it's the element of violence that brings a society down. And violence comes in many forms. So usually, you know, violence brings death, and you get a death culture.
Does.
And that's where America is right now. We're kind of in that death culture, really. That's where
we are.
Super sterilization, reducing the population through abortion, or how about post-delivery? They want to abort children after they're born now. So that's a death culture. And that brings a society down. And if you look at the statistical analysis of, the death rates and the birth rates, more people are dying than are being born. So, especially in America. So we got a real problem. That may not be the same segment population for, let's say, Muslims, but it is for Caucasian Americans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fact. Even Japan is losing population.
Right. Yeah, and they're worried because they have an aging population.
Yes, yes.
In their culture, you're supposed to revere the elderly, the wise. And so they're struggling with the New World Agenda, where it's euthanasia everywhere. you know. Mm-hmm. So they're euthanizing people with mental disorders, any kind of neurological disorder. This is in European Union countries. Down syndrome folks, people with, paralysis, and it's all coming down to that one world score system, your trust score, your life score. And you're not going to be, you can't be a drain on the cost to society. So the euthanasia laws are changing quite quickly. And it started, I want to say about 5-10 years ago over in the European Union areas. They started wiggling in, and they're starting to do it here, and they do it through medical councils. That's what they're doing right now in the United States. They're working on the medical councils, and these people write medical policies, and these are the medical policies that trickle on down to medical schools and health professionals. So they're changing the view or the way people think about euthanasia, and they're trying to make it more normal and acceptable for a broader range of individuals.
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. You see that happen every day, and it's unbelievable that we become so callous as a world, much less a nation.
Well, here again is another form of violence. Okay,
sure.
Just like your bioweapons, are a form of violence, and they come in many forms, do they not?
Yes, they do.
So. Yeah. So, hey, do you know the millennial generation, Pastor Butch? What do they say all the time? They say, the struggle is real. That's what they say. People in general are stressed out, and they don't know really these days who they can trust, as a lot of deception is dominant in our society. So for the most part, people are, waiting for that other shoe to drop. And that in itself can produce a lot of stress disorder. So a good place to settle oneself is to read God's word. He is in control of things. They may seem like everything's falling apart, but they are really falling into place for the Lord's return. So if you stay close to the Lord, you pray continuously like you're instructed, you're going to be having some peace and settlement in your spirit if you do that.
It's like an old preacher one time asked me, he said, has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God?
Right. Yeah. Right. Anything is possible with God, right?
Right.
With man, it's not, but with God, it is. Now, and the other thing that I have found is I can trust God's word. And when he says to use medicinal herbs for health and healing, I'm totally on board. So I have found that one of his herbs, valerian root, does help with panic attacks and anxiety issues without the risk of side effects. The other thing is, if you get more nutrition in the body, especially some vitamin B as in boy, it's very beneficial for the nervous system to help us cope with stress. So you want to do some nutritional improvements there. I would encourage people to call Apothecary Herbs. They do have the valerian root. Now, it's in a liquid form, and I've heard this over and over again from folks. They've tried valerian in tablets and capsules, and it really didn't do much for them. And I said, well, everybody has a different tolerance level to this herb, and there's a lot of fillers in the capsules and tablets, and so you may not have gotten really much valerian at all. So try the liquid. You can adjust dose really easy with liquids, and they work right away. They're in the system in like 60 seconds, so it doesn't take 2 hours to digest anything. So that's an option to give that a shot. Also, the body food mix does have your gamut of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. And it's a mix. You just make a smoothie with it or throw it in juice and stir it up. And that's going to give you lots of pep and energy and help, again, to deal with the stressful world we're in. So those are some of the tools that, God encourages us to use. And I use them daily. I've been using them for decades. My family's been using them for decades. My database of clients uses them for decades. And it's really very beneficial when you keep a level head.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's very important. And yet we don't think about that sometimes as far as herbs is helping that, but they do. That's what they're here for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The chemistry is right. God made the chemistry to fit our human bodies, and that's what's
so great
about it. Well, they can call to order. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So they can check it out there or give us a call.
All right, that sounds great. Number one more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com.
And aren't you glad, Winnie, that we're on the 50% of the scale that's normal?
I'm really praising the Lord on that one.
Thanks, Wendy. It's been
You're
fun,
welcome.
As always. Thank you. See you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Folks, back at the break. Don't y'all go away. Melody will be joining us in just a couple minutes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
All righty, folks, we are back. And again, you listen to Financial Survival. And of course, we're being joined now by the boss lady. So everybody straighten up because she's here. You need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. I'm going to share in a few minutes about silver. And silver is beginning to become much more demand than it has been for a long time, which means prices will eventually start going up. Welcome, Melody. It's good to have you.
Well, it's always good to be here. You know that.
I know that because I'm here. But anyway.
No comment. No,
no comment. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I'll let you get on a roll. Then whenever you're ready for me to talk, I'll talk.
Well, I see the markets today. We had a bit of a pullback, you know, and of course, yes, they're all saying it's all due mainly to the credit rating being, you know, going from AAA to AA+. And, you know, and the only reason I'm bringing that up, it was done by Fitch. The last time they did it was back in 2011, where the things were a hop. I'll tell you what, markets dropped at that point in time. They went into turmoil. Gold, that's the first time gold ran up to 1900. So it was, we didn't see that today. Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase, which he's a felon as far as I'm concerned, calls Fitch's U.S. downgrade ridiculous, says it really doesn't matter. And I think that's what says it all. It really doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. It doesn't matter what they do. You know, they're the best cover-uppers that that I've ever experienced. Treasury Secretary Yellen, downgrade is entirely unwarranted. It is kind of weird because, you know, when we were having the debt problem, you know, and nothing went on and so forth and whatnot. But, you know, it's just, Jamie Dimon says it really doesn't matter. And you know what, Butch, what does matter in this world anymore?
That's very true. I agree.
No one's ever held accountable for anything. I say that almost every time I'm on this program. So it doesn't matter anymore. This deal that's going on with Trump, you've got the media, the Fox News, all they talk about is Hunter, 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 Biden, Biden, Biden. Yeah, on the other financial news, all they talk about is Trump, Trump, Trump.
Yep.
They're dividing even more so, and it's funny, and it really is amazing. How in the world can you have these two people tie on a survey if there was an election held today? They would tie. That's like, are you kidding me? So the people who love Biden and Kamala, it doesn't matter what these people do. They don't want to hear anything else. They only want to hear what the other side is doing. And it's the same with the Fox News channel. They only want to talk about what the other side is doing. And it's just like they're just digging that wedge between people. And you can't really talk to anybody about them. You know, they just relate Trump to what happened on January 6th. And it, I mean, it's true. I mean, I didn't go along with everything that he said. And you know, yeah, he was a little bit of an instigator there. But what did he do that was illegal?
Nothing.
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 You know, and it's just like, but you know what? He's his own worst enemy. So whether he is doing it by design.
He always has been. I mean, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. He couldn't stay off Twitter or whatever.
Not only that, is when you are a narcissist, you know, they're all narcissists.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them. And they can do no wrong. And if you lived the majority of your life where you could do no wrong and everything that you did was for the things that you did do wrong, it didn't matter. I mean, who cares?
I understand.
Nothing really matters anymore.
Well, you know, you're speaking of the Biden and Trump. I got some information I thought was interesting sent to me. It's entitled Coincidental Corruption. Mm-hmm. You may saw this. There's a distinct pattern emerging. Every time that Biden's wrongdoing is uncovered, President Trump is targeted by Democrat lawfare. April 4th, 2023, a transcribed interview of former assistant to Joe Biden, Kathy Chung, released showing that the White House version of events covering Biden's mishandling of classified documents involving the timeline, the discovery of the documents that they were located was false. On April 4th, same day, Alvin Bragg indicted Donald Trump. On June 8th, House Republicans revealed the FBI from FD-1023 showed that the CEO of Burisma was pressured by both Joe and Hunter Biden into paying the family for their protection from Ukrainian prosecutors investigating the corrupt gas company. The CEO stated his cost was $5 million for Joe and $5 million for Hunter. On the same day, June 8th, 2023, Jack Smith indicted Trump for the first time. On July 26th, Hunter Biden's unprecedented sweetheart deal falls apart. On July 27th, Jack Smith files a superseding indictment tied to his June 8th indictment. On June 31st, Hunter Biden's former best friend and business partners testified that Joe Biden was on at least 20 phone calls with Hunter Biden and business partners. On August 1st, Jack Smith files another indictment against Donald Trump. So is it tit for tat? Is that what they're doing? One up the ship? You charge me this, I'll charge you that. I mean, Melody, it's a game. It's a game. And by golly, I'm tired of hearing about this game all the time. It's a game. Both sides are just trying to outdo each other. I don't know whether they're doing on purpose or as far as trying to get more smut on some other people or what they're trying to do. But obviously, the same day or the next day, one's charged of this, one's charged of that. That's not coincidence, Melody. That cannot be coincidence that many times. It's impossible.
Well, I know, but I mean, yeah, agreed. Agreed. But you know what? But it still comes back to the things. It doesn't matter. they're ruining this, you know, I believe there won't be, this is the first year that I would say, I almost said it the last time, but this time there's not going to be an election.
Could be. I mean, it could be, and this is the first time that I've ever really thought that's been a possibility, to tell you the truth.
I mean, we've been hearing about no election for 30 years.
Every election, you have
someone coming out and, oh, you know, he's not going to, oh, Bush isn't going to have an election. Clinton's not going to have, you know, he's going to say, oh, Bush second is going to, Obama's not, you know, Trump. I mean, this is the first time, just based on what's happening today and the craziness of everything, we've got wars in the background. That's all it takes, is some sort of an emergency. Biden could croak. I mean, anything could happen. Huh?
I said, that's a possibility. He could croak.
You know, well, everybody could croak. You know, we all could croak. But we're not going to stop the election. But we're all going to someday. But I don't know. It's just really bizarre. And it's just, it's all a distraction.
It is.
It's
entertainment to a point. People get all wrapped up in it. They get all. It's like watching the false wrestling. My wife's grandpa Jones would get up on back, sit on back couch and just cheer and jump around when they're wrestling on Saturday Night Wrestling. It's all for show. But they got into it, man. It was real to them. Well, this political fiasco is all for show. There's nothing going to happen.
But you know what? Trump loves this, though, because it takes all of his other competitors out of the picture. Every time they get an interview, guess what the question's going to be? It's going to be about Trump. They can't escape Trump. You know? And you know what? I like some of those other candidates.
Well, the more they persecute him, it seems like the more people are clinging to him. Those that are loyal to him are not going to change their mind no matter what he does.
They're not going to, no matter what, they're not going to change their mind.
No, they're
and
not.
You know what? And I'm sorry. I don't understand why people send him money for his attorney bills. I don't get it.
Millions.
Here's a billionaire.
Yes.
Here's a billionaire. And yet people send him money.
I agree.
Let him pay for his own attorney bills. I don't get it.
Well, again, it's politics. You're not supposed to get it. That's just all politics.
I don't get the people. I don't get the understanding of the people. You know, you could support people in various ways. You don't have to pay a billionaire's attorney's fees. That just gripes me. But anyway, there was another interesting article that I saw where foreign buyers are bailing on the U.S. housing market. You know, everything is so great. Everything is just wonderful. We don't have to worry about anything. The economy is the strongest that it's ever been. International buyers purchased 14% fewer U.S. homes in the past year. The median price of homes they purchased was $396,000, the highest the realtors ever recorded. They're pulling back. They're talking about because of the mortgage rates, soaring prices. But what I thought was interesting is China, Mexico, Canada, India, Colombia were the top five countries of origin for international buyers of existing homes by number of houses. By number of houses, not dollar volume. Plus, the survey does not count new construction, so we don't even know if there's a negative part in there also. Chinese buyers had the highest average purchase price at $1.23 million. Because of those homes that were bought in California. So you still have a lot of foreign buyers in here buying up the United States.
That's true. That's very true.
But my whole point was it's down 14%. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Is there a reason for that? Give a reason for it?
Well, they say higher mortgage rates and the amount of the price of homes.
Okay. So they're just afraid they're going to lose money on it. That's what it boils down to. Okay. That makes sense.
Well, no. I mean, the houses are too high. They can't afford them, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they might get money back. I mean, just.
But yet the Chinese are the ones who are buying the most expensive homes. stronger Mexican peso, plus their currency against the U.S. dollar, also can contribute to the rise in sales for Mexican buyers, or maybe all those people come in. I don't know. But I did find that interesting. 14% is a big percent.
Well, maybe they'll just put a stamp across the USA map made in China. I don't know. But anyway, it's sad, but I know you're telling the truth on that. And China's been a big part of our economy for so long now. Like you said, they own huge tracts of real estate and different industries across country. They have for years, and they're growing all the time.
So I want to know just how great is this economy?
Exactly.
And you had the housing market just by foreign buyers drop by 14%.
I agree.
All right, go ahead, Butch.
Okay, well, I'm not going to rush you. You're doing a good job. I'm enjoying listening to you. I do want to hit this is nothing to do with anything except just kind of interesting. You've heard the old saying, that only happens once in a blue moon, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. There'll be two supermoons in August, including a blue moon. Yeah, that's right. A supermoon, which occurs when the moon is full at the moment when its orbit is closest to the Earth, appeared in the night sky past Tuesday. The Old Farmer's Almanac predicted a rare two supermoons in August. Stargazers will have the first chance to view two supermoons, slightly bigger, brighter moons, this month. The first supermoon of August took place on Tuesday. The second one will occur on August 30th. According to the Old Farmer's Almanac, and it's a blue supermoon, a rare phenomenon that you won't occur again for nearly a decade. So I just want to tell y'all, if you always heard about the once-in-a-blue moon, on August 30th, you're going to have a once-in-a-blue moon occasion. No more for another 10 years. So, Melody, will we be here to see it next time? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out eventually, won't we?
I guess. So. I'm sure there's people out there that are saying it's the end of the world.
Probably so. Now, this is interesting, I thought. The most and least expensive U.S. states based on average cost of monthly expense. This was done by bill pay service Doxo. They released this state-by-state market report. And they based on mortgage, rent, auto loan, utilities like electric, gas, water, sewer, this type of thing, auto insurance, cable internet and phone, health insurance, mobile phone, alarm and security, and life insurance. The top 10 most expensive U.S. states based on monthly expenses. And this doesn't surprise me. Hawaii, number one. That doesn't surprise me at all. California doesn't surprise me either. Then New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland. I wouldn't have thought Maryland been up that high, but number five. Connecticut, New York, Washington, Colorado, and Alaska. From the top down to top 10 most expensive states. The least expensive states, believe it or not, based on monthly expenses. The least expensive state in the country to live in is West Virginia. That's why I stay here. Maybe I don't make so much money. Mississippi is next. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Indiana, South Dakota, New Mexico, Missouri, and Alabama. So if you want to look for a cheap place to live, I guess West Virginia qualifies as the cheapest place to live in the country. And I didn't look this up. This is interesting, I thought, to see that the difference in that. But wherever you are, I know for a fact, talking to people here today, that it's getting tougher making it all the time, no matter where you are, because inflation hits all of us. But the per capita income in this state, by the way, in West Virginia, is very low compared to others. But thank goodness we're the cheapest state. We couldn't stay here. Any comments on that?
No.
No? Wow. No. Okay. And this, we'll see what happens. As you said, nothing ever happens to anybody in power. But Rand Paul files criminal referral against absolute liar Fauci. What will happen? Probably nothing. But Senator Rand Paul has filed a criminal referral to the Department of Justice asserting that Anthony Fauci lied while under oath concerning gain-of-function research in Wuhan being funded by Fauci's NIH. Paul forwarded copies of the 2020 email exchange that showed Fauci confirming that he knew scientists at Wuhan University were known to have been working on gain-of-function experiments. The email Fauci sent to the Inspector General of Health and Human Services Department, Garrett Grisby, cites a conversation Fauci had with highly credible scientists who were concerned about the fact that upon viewing the sequence of several isolates of the nCoV, there were mutations of the virus that would be most unusual to have evolved naturally in the batch and that way anyway. So but Paul is filed a criminal referral against Fauci. Well, anything happened, Melody? What do you think?
What did I say earlier? It really doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore.
I mean, Paul may have pure motives. He's right on the money.
Nothing's going to happen. He's only doing it because he gets, you know, confirmations from his constituencies, and that's what's going to help him get reelected.
There you go.
You know?
Well, I can't say, folks. I mean, this is that. I agree with what he's doing.
I do too.
It's just show. It's just show. You want to take us out?
We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby. Don't say nay.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am co-hosting today, as usual, on Wednesday with the Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver Lady, and a number to call her, and after reading this next article, you may want to consider calling her because silver prices are going to go through the roof, and I think it ain't going to be too far in the future, at 800-375-4188. Now, this article, Melody, silver supply inadequate amid monstrous industrial and investment demand. Now, this is not my opinion. This is not G7, okay? The G7 leaders say that they are committed to reaching the so-called net zero emissions by 2050 after having global emissions by 2030. The initiative has many buzz phrases, such as building a just and inclusive clean energy economy. The plan vilifies fossil fuels and glorifies green energy, with sweeping statements asking stakeholders to improve their ESG performance. But most of us are confused about what all that means. The transition to net zero is moving forward quickly, even though cities critics believe it is a draconian with respect to its scope and consequences, and that's no doubt. Silver, along with many other metals, is a critical piece of this transition, so let's discuss demand versus supply. According to the World Silver Survey, 2023 by Silver Institute, the silver market has been in deficit for the past 2 years. The deficit in 2022 was 237.7 million ounces, and the 2023 deficit is forecast to be 142.1 million ounces. The deficit is driven by various factors, including the growth of the solar and wind energy industries, which use silver in the components. Next, silver is increasingly used in electronics such as smartphones, laptops, and medical equipment, one of the fastest growing sectors as life expectancy increases. Lastly, on the monetary side, silver is growing popularity as a hedge against systemic risk, inflation, and de-dollarization among nations pushing back against U.S. dollar hegemony. In inadequate mine supply, silver mine pocket production has been failing to keep pace with demand in recent years due to many factors, including the rising energy and labor costs involved in mining silver, the increasing environmental regulations on mining. Mexico just banned open-pit silver mining, and Mexico has historically been the world's number one silver producer producing country. Mm-hmm. So we have a 1-2-3 punch: rising demand, industrial monetary use, restricted supply, increased fear of missing out, FOMO they call it. In the military, folks, I didn't realize this, but I should have. I referenced the World Silver Survey showing monstrous deficits in the past 2 years. What's super significant is that these numbers do not capture all the hidden use of silver that are hard to quantify under the veil of national security. The U.S. military has been a massive user of silver for the last 50 years. Silver-zinc batteries. Silver-zinc batteries are silver oxide as a positive electrode and zinc as a negative electrode. Electrolyte is a solution of potassium hydroxide. Silver zinc batteries have a high energy density. They can be discarded, discharged at very high rates, making them ideal for use in demanding applications such as torpedoes, missiles, aerospace vehicles, and aircraft. Solid-state batteries. Toyota is developing a silver carbon AG-C composite layer in their solid-state battery. This technological breakthrough in electric car batteries may reduce cost, size, and weight by nearly 50%. So silver is in great demand, and it's going to get more so. Now is the time to stock up on some silver. I love the silver Liberty dollars. I love those. But folks, you can buy rounds or anything. It's still silver, right, Melody?
That is correct. And I did some cost comparison shopping online. I'm just amazed at what they're selling products for. It's just amazing. They're still selling Silver Eagles for, you know, $38, and that's if you buy 500 or more. They're 40 wow. If you're buying just 20. Wow. Ours are 31. So the online people, I mean, you might find some on there, like the place that you come across that, you know, they're dirt cheap, but then again, you're always
fake.
Compromised.
You're compromised.
Yeah. I mean, But anytime you get something for nothing, it's, even if the product is real, you're being compromised somehow, some way. Or they wouldn't be doing it.
That's true.
They're not going in the hole.
I mean, they're going to make money, obviously. They're not going in the hole. Nobody's going to go in the hole in business. They can't do that.
Usually the biggest sign is when you see somebody selling something really less expensive than what even we do. I mean, if it's like around wholesale costs, it means they need the cash. They need your orders. They need money. They need cash. So they need the new money to pay maybe for old product. So
what are silver rounds going for now?
They're about $29.
And how about the 1 ounce bars? What are they going for now?
They're only a few cents less than what a round is.
That's what I figured.
They're not that much less. Yeah.
Okay.
And I have people call me that. Well, do you have a kilo? What's the price for a kilo? It's like, what do you want to? I mean, who are you talking to? What? Who is trying to sell you a kilo bar? What are you going to do with it? Use it as a doorstop? No. I mean, and how much less is it? How many of them do you want? One. Well, just buy them. Just buy. I mean, it's just amazing what some of the pitches that I hear out there.
Oh, yes.
And,
oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, what's next?
America's fall from supremacy. the global South's campaign to dethrone the dollar. And folks, this is happening this month. This month, we'll see what happens. By September, which is only a month away, we'll see things one way or the other to at least a certain degree. The U.S. dollar has dominated the world economy for nearly 80 years. It has served as a principal reserve currency and unit for international trade, but now a conglomeration of the world's emerging markets known as BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, seek to topple U.S. economic supremacy by establishing a new currency. As many as 19 other countries. Now, folks, let that sink in. That's a chunk of nations, and these are not little countries. This includes Egypt, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, are aspiring to join the ranks of BRICS and catalyze a shift in the world economic order. BRICS was originally formed as a union of developing countries to address the marginalization faced by the global South in areas such as security and trade. Though the original intent of this alliance was not to supplant the dollar's hegemony, the quest to achieve multilateralism, escape U.S. sanctions, and dodge unfair trade regulations made de-dollarization a crucial objective of BRICS. The new currency will be used for trade among BRICS nations and eliminate the need for foreign countries to park transactions in dollar-denominated assets. BRICS countries will achieve economic independence and no longer be servile to the U.S. monetary system. Political acrimony prevails between the many BRICS nations, but the quest to dethrone the dollar is irresolute, and countries are tabling their intentions to join forces against the United States on this one issue of mutual interest. Now, folks, let that sink in. They may be enemies, not an area, but they're joining forces to dethrone the U.S. dollar and America's ability to sanction countries and control the economies. Militarization on the Chinese-India border remains an unresolved point of violence and contention, and Egypt and Iran have endured severed diplomatic ties and decades-long entanglement. But the desire to usurp the thought dollar has inspired a wave of diplomatic rapprochement between BRICS members, so they're going to lay down the hatchet, so to speak, and join together in one reason: dethrone the U.S. dollar. If and when they get that done, America's economy will go in a total tailspin. That will be a good time to then bring in the digital currencies. As a matter of fact, it'll be the most opportune time in history to bring in digital currencies. To save the people, after all, without the dollar, a dollar worth nothing, how are you going to live? Well, don't worry about it. We will give you a guaranteed income. You just have to use this card to get down with, and watch what you buy to make sure you don't spend anything you shouldn't be buying, anything you shouldn't buy, or that you're doing things just right. Your carbon footprint's not too big. We're not only going to save you economically, we're going to save the planet for you and your children. Melly, that's such an obvious plan. Do you agree?
I agree. You know, when I was reading this, I don't have it in front of me. Maybe I'll just save it for Friday, about this crypto company. And, you know, you can, I glanced at it this morning. But what was interesting is in the middle of the article where they're trying to do this world crypto currency for folks, is to allow governments to do universal basic income.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Yep. And by the way, I guess you heard the Freed walked, right?
What?
Freed, the guy was put in jail for crypto, whatever he called it. He said he walked. He's a free man, you know that.
Oh, the curly-headed kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep,
nothing happened to him, and you were right again. Nothing happened. He walked. So, there you go. CVS plans to axe 5,000 jobs in a once-in-generation transformation. CVS, folks, is a huge company. Got some 300,000 workers. The 5,000 sounds like a lot, unless it's your job. You know, the first half of 2023 was euphoric. Stocks roared to near record highs. Talks about a hard landing dissipated. Hype about Bidenomics sparked new hopes on the economic revival, and consumers spurged on travel. But the second half might be a different story as the signs of companies continue to reduce costs indicate dangers lurk ahead. So these companies are cutting costs now because they think they see trouble ahead, and I have to agree with that. The latest evidence of cost-cutting due to mounting microeconomic uncertainty is a report from the Wall Street Journal revealing CVS plans to reduce its total workforce by 5,000 employees. The company on Monday said it's a statement that the jobs affected are primarily corporate positions. CVS said it doesn't expect that customer-oriented roles in stores, pharmacies, and clinics will be affected by the layoff plan. But 5,000 workers is 5,000 workers, and that's a chunk of people. And the contact again with Yellow Freight going down with the thousands of workers that work for them. There's a video out there today, Melody, I saw a gentleman who was in a Yellow Freight warehouse. It had equipment in there, sitting there. It had goods stacked up, but nobody was there. They shut her down. Right in midstream, so to speak. There's still stuff sitting there to be shipped out. They had the forklifts, all that around, ready to do it, and nobody there to run it or get anything out of there. So that's, to me, maybe the economy is booming, but it's not booming so much as CVS or with Yellow Freight now. What do you think?
No, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. And again, you know, it's also the control. Even if you look at its technology again, that those jobs are being lost too. And it's also how it's becoming these healthcare. They're just in there buying up everything and so forth. And it is such a monopoly anymore. And this is our healthcare. I mean, it's. They're becoming, you know, these places like CVS and so forth are coming between people and their doctors. Private doctors anymore are having such a difficult time to have their own independent practice.
That's
and
true.
It really is. But you know what? It's really the only way they can handle so many people.
Well, I told you the other day that our family doctor is selling his practice to Western University, and that's they're huge. And that's going. I mean, he'll still be there, but. There'll be stipulations, I'm sure, that we'll have to do that we never had to do before. And he'll be more or less under control. I mean, I assume he'll be able to do practice like he always has, but there'll be stipulations on him also. If there weren't going to be stipulations, then the WVU would not own the practice. So there's got to be stipulations. And it's sad to see that. I mean, a monopoly.
And it really is. Their hands are so tied. They can't. It's very difficult for them to help their patients anymore.
It is.
To the degree that they want to. And, you know, it all comes down to who controls them, who controls your local health care group. It's the insurance companies and the government.
Well, freedom of choice is getting very narrow now. You know that.
Yes, I do.
It's getting very
That's what
narrow.
Happens when you have health care for... in fact, I was just reading an article here about dialysis, how this firm has gone up. I don't know, like their stock has gone up like 2,000% or something like that. And it's like, how can a firm who handles such an important type of service for people, dialysis, how can they make so much money?
Good question.
How can they make so much money? And the article says, if you know of anybody in dialysis, I can't. My computer's just not working right. It's just not downloading. Let me see if I can find it here. The stock of kidney dialysis firm DaVita has soared 2,500% since 1996, and a new book reveals the dangerous cult behind the rise. And so I mean. That's our healthcare. Thank you very much. And I do hear the music, and that's our sign that we're out of here. So, but we'll be back tomorrow. So be safe, good night, and God bless.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams.